Vayter in Shas, we're in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph, picking up on Lamed Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Next part, that is Simon, Sanegron Borgzalas Mirma. We're going through now, we're going to see 13 halachas in reference to the litigation, and all of them have come from the pasuk of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin ledayin shelo yasa sanegron ledvarav. Where do we know that a judge shouldn't defend his own opinion if he actually thinks that his opinion isn't correct? Rashi says, dan din, im dan din velibo nokvo loma shu toev. He realized, maybe I make a mistake. Lo yachzik dvarav lahavi rayos lami dan shu bosh lachzor. He's embarrassed to go back, so he's going to keep backing up. No, ela lechot stadim yachzor lohotzi din lamito. He's got to go back and work through each one lamito. Tavid lomar. Midvar sheker tircha kuminayin ledayin sholi yishov talmud bor lefanav. And where do we learn out that a judge shouldn't let a bor, an ignoramus, sit in front of him while he's judging a case because he may come to make a mistake over there? We used to have like these students would sit over there. So therefore, you can learn out, you can discuss it with them. Ash says, Lisa v'litem b'din, don't bring someone who's on my heart over there. Tamar lomar midvar sheker tichlik. Stay far away from lies. And I am dying to share with the chaver shu gazlan. Where do we know that if a dying knows about a certain person that he's a gazlan? One of the other judges is a thief. V'chein aid sheyodeh b'chaver shu gazlan. Let's say you have a witness that knows that his other aide is also a gazlan. He shouldn't go ahead and he shouldn't join with him. Even though the aide is the truth, stay away from lies. No, it doesn't say not to lie. It says midvar sheker, from an idea of falsehood, stay far away. How do you know that there's a din that knows that there's a din that is messed up? It's not true. Rashi says, he learns out from the way the Edom are speaking that they're not telling the truth. Shalom Yomar, hol the Edom es echtichenu. Since they're testifying, I'm going to decide the case based off their testimony. Vihei, beep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph, bing, turn the page. Vihei, kolar toloi betzavar Edom. And just let the kolar, which is the, Rashi says, the shalshelis avon, like the chain of sin, let it rest on the necks of the witnesses. Not my problem. They brought their testimony. Okay, see, it's not true, but lamaisa, I'm going to go based off the testimony. Tamad lomar mivar sheker tirchak. Never tell a lie. Stay very far away from sheker simen. Talasa talmid utlas balechov smartut shomer umatim. Okay, we're going to see 3 cases of student, 3 of creditors, rags, hear and clarify. Minayin le Talmud shoshev lefnei rabo, I don't know the Talmud in front of his rabbi, and viro is chus la'ani. He sees for the ani, he can go to use his chus for him, he can help him out. In his din, Rashi's virabo echlif, v'chov la'asher, or he sees a reason for obligating the rich person. And the judge is about to go give the opposite, like Rashi says, right? The rabbi sees the opposite. So let's go on to the hedge. And also, Minayishal, you still kind of know you shouldn't be quiet. There's Tamad Lomar, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Never tell a lie. Stay very far away from falsehood. If you see something, say something. Minayim and Tamad Chorot, Rabbi Shetob, but then he sees his rabbi making a mistake. Shalo Yomar, he shouldn't say, Amtin Lohad Sheik Mirenu. I'm going to wait until, you know, he finishes up what he's saying. V'esterenu, v'evnenu mishali. And then I'm going to knock it out and rebuild it with how I understand it. Kadeshi Karv Din Al Shmi, that the judgment will be given from my name. Like, in other words, what you could say is, Rebbe, no, but isn't this whatever? And then he'll fix it up. Oh, yeah, you're right. Or just wait till him say his whole thing. After just destroy the whole thing and say the whole thing from fresh, it's coming from you. Tamar Lomar, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Right? Now, that's, besides the fact that this is, you know, putting aside the falsehood. You're letting him give the wrong din over here. It's a disrespectful thing to go and say, Rebbe, speak up and say, but didn't you teach us differently or something like that? Minayin leTalmud shomer lo rabbo. From where do we know that if a teacher tells his student, Yodea tabi, you know about me, shem nosin li mea mana, that even if you gave me 100 mana, even if I was given 100 mana, eni mevade, I'm not going to tell a lie. Rashi's mishaker, loshen a badoi, mana yeshli etzaploni. Now I'm owed by a mana from a particular person. Ve'ein li alav ela eid echad, but only have one A to go and testify this, right? We know that one A can be mechayev someone to go and swear that what he's saying is true. Two, you have to go and give the money back. Where do we learn that the student shouldn't join that witness? Stay far away from lying. Hi, midvash sheker tirchak nafka. Frank the Gemara, you learn that the din for midvash sheker tirchak. Hi, vade shkurim mashaker. But in such a case, it's clearly he's lying. In other words, if I know my rabbi, he's telling the truth. Only has one aid, so I'll get up there and I'll say, you know what? I'm also an aid, even though the thing is totally a lie. That's not called midvash sheker tirchak. That's like straight up lying. V'rachmana amar lo sana bechay sheker. The Torah says straight up, you're not allowed to give false testimony. So remember, midvash sheker tirchak is not about the lie. It's about not even coming close to the lie in the first place. So over here, v'rachmana amar lo sana bechay sheker. Ella kigon da amar le, if the teacher says, vade chad sadi isli, I certainly have one aid. Vita ata kum hasam, come to court and stand there with him. Like, he'll think that you're coming to be a second aid over here, right? So he's saying, "Vata ata kum hasam v'lo tema lo midi." Just don't say a word over there. Talo mafkas mipumach shako. So then you will not be saying any sort of lie. Afilu achia. So even so, that's going to be aser misham shenemar midvash sheker tirchak. And that, stay far away from lying. Minayin l'noshe b'chaveir amana. Where do we know that if one is owed a mana by his friend? In other words, you owe me a mana. Shalo yomar, you shouldn't say at the end of a Messiah, I'm going to claim 200. Kedesh yodli b'mana, in order that at least he'll admit to me that he owes me 100. V'yishchayiv li shvua, and then it'd be chayiv li shvua that he doesn't owe me the second mana. Right? When somebody is moda b'miksas, he's chayiv to go out and swear. V'agalgel alav shvua m'makam acher. And I'm going to do a Gilgul Shvua. That's when I could connect one Shvua onto another area, right? I'm going to roll it onto something else. Once he's chayev to go to swear, you can make him swear about other things also. So let's say I have another claim against this person also that he denied completely. Or if, let's say, there's some sort of land where there's no Shvua involved, now I say to you, hey, you owe me this $100, but you also owe me land. But land you denied, the land there's no Shvua for, and something else no Shvua for. If you deny it entirely, but if I could do a Gilgul Shvua, so I'm going to say, hey, you owe me $200. I'm like, why, only $100? Now that you said that, swear, that you don't owe me anything else, and I can say other ones as well. Tamid lomer v'sheker tirchak, stay far away from lies. Minayin l'nosho v'chaver mana. Where do we know that if somebody is owed a mana by his friend, in other words, you owe me $100, and then I go and I say, you know what, give me $200. Shalo yomar, the one who owes the money shouldn't say, ech berenu bebezin. In court, I'm going to deny it completely. V'odelo chutzal bezin, I'll admit to him outside of bezin, so I shouldn't have to make a swear. V'lo yigalgo alai shvua m'makam acher, and therefore he can't do a Gilgul Shvua. Tam lo mimid v'sheker tirchak. Minayin l'shloshe shenu shin mana b'echad. Minayin l'shloshe shenu shin mana b'echad. Let's say you have that these three people are owed by one person, and there's no eidim over there. Shalo yi echad bal din u'shtayim eidim. It should not be set up in such a way that you have one of them is the litigant and the other two become the eidim. Says Rashi, v'him bal eidim. So that they can get the money out and divide amongst themselves. Tamid lomar midvash sheker tirchak. Minayin l'shnayim shebolodin. Wait a minute, you have two people that come to din. There's litigants, one against the next. Echad lovish smartutin, one of them is wearing rags. Echad lovish itzlis baras meya mana. One of them is wearing this beautiful clothing. It's worth $100 million, billion. Shomrim lo, then we tell the one who's dressed nicely. Lovish kamoso. Here are the options. Dress like him. Or I'll be sheyu kamoscha, or have him dressed like you. She says, "Avos kamoso shalot tigrom lanu lisa lechapanim." But you're going to cause us to go and look more favor in your eyes. Oh, yistatmu devare shekenegdecha rebnecha shivoscha va'amar eich ya'aminu bi based in al adam kashiv kazeh. Right, so Tamar Lomar Midvash Sheker Tirchak, the pasuk says, "Ki avu asul kami derava baravu na."
Amar lo, he would say to them, "Shlofu puzmukayu, get rid of
your really nice shoes, right? This is a type of anpilius chashuv. It's like shoe sock type of matziv. V'chusu ledina, and then go to judgment. Minayin ledayin shelo yishma divrei baldin. How do we know that a dayin shouldn't? How do we know that a dayan should not hear the arguments of only one of them, called Mishavu Baldin Echever, until the other one comes? Tamalomen v'sheker tirchak. Minayin the Baldin shall yatim devar of the dayan. How do we know that the litigant should not clarify his case to the judge? Kodum Shiyav about Dinah Chaver until, you know, before this Baldin comes, the other one comes. Hamalomer v'sheker tirchak. Rav Kahana masti milosisa. Losasi. He learned it out from a drasha of when it says Losisa, you shall not accept a false report. You can also read it as Losasi, which is don't cause a false report to be accepted. It says Rashi, Losisa Azhar le Mikabel. Karbe Losasi Azhar le Baldin. Va'asher Lotov Asa Besoch Amav. If another pasuk in Yecheskel, which is saying, and he did that which is not good among his people. Or says pasuk specific Haskell, Rav Amar Zeh Abba Barasha. This is talking about somebody who comes to court with an attorney. Rav says mit aver al riv lo v'shema arisha noach lo v'noach le pshara. Yosim is a sheinu yachol asos pshara b'momentum acherim. So Rav says, Zeh habab arsha, Ushmul omer zeh lokech sada sheish ale asikin. Right, when it says, and he did that which is not good amongst his people, he said he's talking about someone who comes with this attorney that allows him to represent one of them. That is, if you have a litigant that goes and sends someone to represent him, his opponent is in a bad situation because the litigant himself might be more accommodating, he'd be willing to do a pshara than the shliach, because he himself maybe is going to be mask him to something, you know, to let it go or to, you know, to compromise. But the one sent is not going to. The Shmuel says, no, this is talking about a case. This is a reference to someone who buys a field whose ownership is contested. Rashi says, Orin, Kemo, his astru imo, Shema Arin, ala machzik ba. V'zeh abav v'konosa u'boteach al chesko shehu ish zura. He's like, he's strong. Right, so the person who previously had the field was challenged by other people. He said it's theirs. And it's wrong to go into buy and rely that, okay, I'm strong enough to fight them off. Zokta Heliga, next part of the Mishnah. Eino nechzele b'ru'uyin lahayid. That is, that Shavuos Eidos, we said, only applies to those that are roy to be made. And we said, sounds a little bit extra there. Lafukim, what's it coming to exclude? Amar Papa, Lafukim Melch is coming to exclude a king. This brings us to Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches. Says Rashi, the top of Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, lo made v'lo meid no so. That he's not made them made for him. Vachemar Yaakov Amar, right, but what's the reason over there? Because the pasuk says, Som tosim alechem elch, you should have a king on top of you. And we interpret it that it's got to be that the people are in awe of him. So a king can't do anything that's going to cause his status to be lowered in the eyes of the people. And it's demeaning for him to testify because he'd have to stand while doing so. And therefore, he's not able to go, he's not able to testify. So my papa, Lafuke Melech. Ravachemar Yaakov Amar, Lafuke Misachi. Because it's coming to exclude a person who's involved with gambling. Rashi is Be'er. That is, this guy would use these type of he would play dice. An example of a gambler. Mandam Sahabukovia person Ravach Yaakov said that this person is excluded from this din of the Shavuos Eidos. Kolchkin Melech, certainly a king, right? Because he's Midoraisa, he's knocked out from this. Mandam Melech, when he says a Melech of Mesachabukovia, Midoraisa Mechsichazi, really he's Roi, he can actually be, he can testify. Rabbanu Nubasulu, but it's Rabbanu who came along and they passed with him. Ashish Shlo Pasla Torah, Ella Eid Chamash, and not the Bechazka. Someone takes it, you know, the strength, whatever it is, but the gambler's not doing such a thing. Next part of the Mishnah, Bifnei Beis Din, Vishlo Bifnei Beis Din, and that is in front of Beis Din, not in front of Beis Din. Rabbi Meir had said that an aid is going to be chayav for a false shavua, shavuos eidus, whether he's lying, whether he denied knowing of the testimony in court or outside of it, as long as that he himself said the shavua. It was said by others, he's not going to be chayiv unless he denied knowing about it in the courts. Chacham said whether the thing was said by the witness himself or by others, he's not chayiv unless he denied knowing the thing in court. The case which Rav Meir, the Chacham is arguing, is that of a personal shavua made by a witness who denied knowing testimony only outside of the court. So the Gemara assumes that according to both of these, the chayiv
for any personal Shavuah of Tesvan is derived from a Gezeirah Shavah from the Pasuk about Shavuos HaPikadon. Now, based on that, the Gemara is going to suggest that the Mechlokes Nirmei and the Chachamim is a general one about a Gezeirah Shavah. Am I coming through? What exactly is the Mechlokes over here? Amru HaRabbanim Kamid HaPapa. The Rabbanim said in front of HaPapa, Bidon Mina Umina. Bidon Mina of Oki Ba'asar Kamifidli. The Machlokas is in a Heilige principle, which we have seen in a number of places in the Heilige Shas. We have a whole list here in the Mesos Shas. You have Vamas, Vavakamas, and Hedron, we didn't see Zvachim Nachos, you have Chulim, we didn't see there in Nida, and turns up all over. Whether we say learn from it and continue to learn from it, or Bidon Mina of Oki Ba'asar, whether we say learn from it, or place it in its own context. That's what they're arguing over. This din of learn from it and continue to learn from it, we apply it when we learn out this law from a pikadon, which comes out. Ma pikadon mushba mipi atzmo chayev. In the case of a shuv pikadon, I say you have $100 of mine by you, and you say no, I don't. Right? So mashvos pikadon. Mushba mipiatzmo. Ma pikadon, just like a pikadon, mushba mipiatzmo chayev. That is, if I swore myself, I'm going to be chayev. Af edus, so too, in reference to edus, mushba mipiatzmo chayev. Umina, and then we continue learning out from the pasuk of the shvus pikadon. Ma pikadon, bein based in, bein shlo based in, whether based or not. Af edus, so too, by edus as well, bein based in, bein shlo based in. That we learn out, derive it from its place, but put the what we're learning out in its own context, right? So the Gezeirah Shavah from the pasuk about Shavuos HaPikadon would say Ma Pikadon Mushma Mipi Atzmo Chayev Af Eidus Mushma Mipi Atzmo Chayev Vokei Abasra, and then place the what we're learning out in its own context. But the Shavuos Eidos, Ma Mushba Mipi Acherim, just like it's Mushba Acherim, but based in, Shlo based in low. If it's based in yes, if not then no. Af Mushba Mipi Atzma, based in, Shlo if they based in low. Peep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph from a base. Ayamelo, Rav Papa. Rav Papa knocks us out. Imi Pikadum Kamilo Rabbanon. If it's true that the Chachamim are learning out the Schi of a Shavuos Ha. If that's where they're learning this personal shvua of testimony from, this idea of from pikadon, then no one's arguing. Then we're going to say we learn from it and continue to learn from it. The Chacham would agree to a mayor that a aid can be chayiv for a personal shvua even if he denied knowing only outside of the court. Ella. Haynu Tanya Rabbanan. This is the reason for the Chachamim. Demai Sula b'Kal V'Chomer. They learn that from a Kal V'Chomer. Umami pi acherim chayev. Since you can be chayev by others, mi pi atzmo lo kol shekein. Clearly from yourself you can. With Demai Sula b'Kal V'Chomer. So from a Kal V'Chomer. Dayo lavo min adin lios kenidon. It's enough for that which is learned from a Kal V'Chomer to be equal to the law where they learn it from. Right? A Kal V'Chomer argument works only if you put the derived law on the same footing as the source. It can't be used to learn something greater, more chamor, or more makel than the source that it came from. So ma mushba mipi acherim, bebezdin in, shalom bebezdin lo. Af mushba mipi atzmo, bebezdin in, shalom bebezdin lo. Amalei rabban rab papa, now there comes with a flip around back and knocks at rab papa. Umi matzis amart, can you say, delav bedon mino minal peligi? The Chacham and Meir are not arguing in this din of whether it's dami no mina. Well, tonight, but we learned in a Mishnah by Shavuos HaPikadon coming Lamed Vav Mabez. What Tanagabi Pikadon Shavuos HaPikadon Nohegas by Nashim Ubinashim applies to men and women. Biruchokin and Birukovim with both distant non-relatives and those who are relatives. Bikshem of Sulan, those are kosher not possible. Fnei Bezin Vishlob Fnei Bezin. If Biyatsim would be Acherim. Enochayev Achi Yichbar Bo Bebezdin. I can be chayim until you deny the claim in court. Div Rabbi Meir. Chamomim. Bemi piyatzo, bemi piyacherim, kevin tzukafer bo chayev. Whether it's in front of, whether it's his own mouth or from others, since he denies it, he's going to be chayev. Mushba piyacherim, bigadon. So in reference to a Shavua of a Pikadon by others, Minalu Rabbana de Chayev, how do we know that Rabbana know that you're going to be Chayev? Lav de Gomri Lame Eidos. Isn't it true that they learn how to the Gezer Shavua from that of Eidos? Now, since the Pasuk about a Shavuos Eidos is only talking about a court, right? It's only talking about by a court. The Chachamim, though, they say that even if it's done outside of court, so it must be that the Chachamim hold that a law learned from a Gezer Shava takes on its own thing, right? Dan Mina. But they put it in its own context. Tushma Mina, Bedon Mina, Mina Pligi. They actually are arguing in Mida Mina Umina. Says the Gemara, Me'ahi in Me'aha Lekha L'mish Mina. Yeah, from that mission you just brought from the Shuspi Gadon, and the Chinami can prove it, that the Chum say that din, but Me'ha from the other one about the Shmuz Eidus, right, like the Mishnah, we're not able to learn out from it. Fine, the point is, yes, you're right, but not from that. Not from the Mishnah we were talking about before. The Chayavim al Zon HaShvua, Edom are going to be Chayav for completely knowing, or a completely knowing violation of the oath of testimony. Rechayav al Zon HaShvua, which is unbelievable, because normally if it's been mazed, then you're not Chayav a carbon. What's going on? We don't know the way to be noticed from the Tanur Rabbanon, Bekula Nemer Ben Vinelam, in reference to all of them, right, the one that's going to be Chayav. To bring a chatas, it says the word v'nelam, and it's hidden from him, like he's in a state of alama. He did a b'shogig. V'kan lonam v'nelam, but here it doesn't use lashon v'nelam. L'chayev alamezik v'shogig. It's l'chayev someone to do a b'mezik, just like if he did a b'shogig. Next part of Mishnah, v'ashik yagasa nim zadon mzona edus. Then and the witnesses are going to be chayev for shogig. Of the Shavua with a knowing of the denial of the testimony. Echidami, Shigasin Mzdona Eidus. What does that mean? Not knowing the violation of the Shavua with knowing the denial of the testimony. This is where a person says, Yodani Shavua is Aser. I know that this Shavua itself is Aser. I just don't know if we're going to be Chayav a carbon or not. That's what the case is. And then the last part of the Mishnah was, Ve'en Chayav Masugasa Gridasa. Edom are not going to be Chayav for a completely unknowing of the Shavua. Right? They're not going to be Chayav. They really did not remember the Shavua when they. You know, but the Eidos, when they took the Shavua. Lema Tanina, let's say that we have this arrived from our Mishnah, L'derev Kana U'derev Asi, right? So we say that we have a Raya from our Mishnah for that which Rav Kana Rav Asi were unclear about. Right? Rav Kana Rav Asi didn't know whether somebody took a false Shavua and they thought that it was true, is going to be chayav to me a carbon. Rav had to tell them that one is not chayav in such a case. Why did Rav have to tell them this if it's straight up in our Mishnah? For the Gemara, lo, our Mishnah can't be a Raya. Alpha Gav de Tanan, even though we learned in our Mishnah, one is not chayav for a false Shavua, he mistakenly thought was true, it's just still necessary to teach you because Sakat HaTachimin, I would have thought, hachahu. Only in this case, in the case of a Shavuos Eidus, the looks of Vinelam, the Bin and Shogig Dumi the Mezid, where he doesn't say Vinelam, that for one to be chayav for to be in shogeg dumya demezit, therefore one who took a false oath thinking that it was true is not going to be chayav. Well, Hashem over there, Tuchsiv Enelam, it says Enelam, I feel she also called you. Then even the one's going to be chayav even for completely, you know, not knowing what's going on. Therefore, somebody who took a regular shavua mistakenly thinking that it was true should be chayav to bring a carbon. Kamash v'lan. If I was coming to tell you that one is not going to be chayav in that case as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here by this next Mishnah. Until next time, I want to wish you all a great, great day.